And we're talking right now about the El Dorado Children's Theater and Teen Players, who are producing a production of Peter Pan the Musical, which opens this Friday at the James A. Little Theater. And I'd like to welcome Patrick McGee Russell, Lisa Lincoln, Kara McGee Russell, and Chloe Hanna. Welcome, everybody, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Peter Pan, this is an unusual production of the musical in a couple of ways. One is that you're using part of the Leonard Bernstein musical. Is that right?
That's correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, the songs are so beautiful. It's from the early 1950s. It was an earlier production of Peter Pan before the popular one came out. And the songs are glorious. We wanted to add some of them into the show. And they're just a really special addition.
So you're using the musical that everybody knows plus some of the Bernstein songs.
Yes, exactly. We thought it would be fun just to throw a little more interesting vocal challenge there and make the audience more interested in, oh, what's this song? And the really beautiful songs. Our music director, Brian Bennett, has scored it for the orchestra. And it's just, he's done a beautiful job with that.
Now, part of the magic of Peter Pan is that Peter Pan and various people fly around, and that's actually happening.
Yes, definitely.
Tell us about that.
Back in the 50s, during the original production of Peter Pan, the flying equipment was developed by a man named Peter Foy to take the people up in the air and move them all around the stage. It was a unique system at that time in that era. And it's absolutely fabulous because we can lift the children up and move them back and forth from any side of the stage to the other and put them down on pieces of furniture and swing them around. It's a lot of fun. They all scream the first time they do it.
Now, you, Kara, are Peter Pan.
Yes.
So what's it like to play that role?
It's really, really fun, but it's also... It takes up a lot of energy, and the flying is fun but uncomfortable. The harnesses you have to wear for them are very uncomfortable, but it's really fun.
And you have to pretend that you're just effortlessly flying.
Yes.
So Peter Pan basically never is a little boy who never grows up.
Yes, and he's kind of a complex character, though, as well, because... Well, he has very strong feelings about never growing up as well, because he doesn't ever want to. And he doesn't even want to think of the idea of growing up.
And yet the people around him do, and that leads to part of the drama.
Yes, for sure.
Now, Chloe, you are playing a pirate?
Yes, his name is Checo.
Checo. Now tell us about that character.
He's one of the pirates, Captain Hook's pirates, and he is scared of Captain Hook. And so he, any time that Captain Hook is doing any loud things, he's hiding, and he's scared of almost everything, which makes him very comical in that sense.
So you play a kind of comic character, and... How do you learn to, I mean, I guess you as director, Lisa, are continually teaching the acting skills along with everything else, like teaching somebody to play that kind of character.
Yeah, we have them develop their character and talk about how old they are, go in depth about, you know, as Mary Charlotte, you would say, I was born here, I grew up here, but we make them do that background too. And physically, what are they like? So we make them do all that research, write it out. So it's not just, hi, I'm going to be funny, but... What is it about Captain Hook? So being real and true to yourself is what makes her funny.
Right. You've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, this is our 13th year.
Is that right? So. Yeah, because I've had you on not every year, but many of the years that you've done productions.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's really developed to the point where it's not just mom and dad who want to go see these productions.
Right. Yeah, I really want to give Santa Fe more. With a full orchestra, and now hiring Flying by Foy, which was a huge decision because financially it was a big commitment and time-wise. But I said, you know, how can you do Peter Pan without going all out? So it adds so much. I hope people realize it's not just kids up there. It's an amazing production.
And how many people are actually, how many actors are actually flying?
There are four different of the actors that go up in the air. Peter Pan, Wendy, Michael, and John.
Okay, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have to all revisit our own childhoods when we go see this.
Yes.
So it's opening this Friday at the James A. Little Theater at 7:30, and on Saturday and Sunday is at 2 o'clock, and then the next weekend, kind of the same schedule.
Yeah, with an extra performance on Saturday night, December 8th.
Ah, that's right. So Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and then Saturday and Sunday at 2 in the afternoon. That's a busy schedule for the young people. Now, as well as everything else, are you two kids both singing?
Yes. Yes.
And what are some of your favorite songs in the production?
One of them that we're both in is Mysterious Lady, and that is a song where Peter Pan, or me, where I see that the pirates have captured Tiger Lily, and I save her by pretending to be Captain Hook and telling the pirates to let her free. And then Ben Hook comes along, and he is very surprised that that Tiger Lily is gone, and he hears me laughing because I'm like completely... I think this is completely funny. And then he hears me, and I pretend to be a lady. And so there's a whole musical number about that.
And what about you? Tell us about some of your numbers.
My favorite number is Captain Hook's Waltz, which is where Captain Hook has captured all the lost kids, and he thinks that Peter Pan is dead. So he's celebrating through this waltz, and all the pirates are dancing and singing, and we're being very serious, which is part of what makes it so comical.
Right. Now, Patrick McGee Russell, you were in Peter Pan years ago.
That's correct, yes. When I was 17 and 18 years old, I joined a repertory company in Albany, New York, the Empire State Institute for the Performing Arts. And we did multiple productions of Peter Pan, and I was on stage for a couple of them, but I also, fortunately, was able to be backstage working the ropes for the flying at that age as well. So moving into this production with Lisa Lincoln, I had the base experience, and I was one of the people that convinced her to use the Flying by Foy people, because
so
I was
so familiar
with the equipment.
To you, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a wonderful production, and... I hope you have sold-out houses every night. Lisa Lincoln is Artistic Director of the El Dorado Children's Theater and Teen Players. Patrick McGee Russell is the Flying Coordinator for Peter Pan. And Kara McGee Russell and Chloe Hanna are actors in this production. Thank you all so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can get tickets to Peter Pan by calling 466-4656. You can also buy your seats at the door or order online at eldoradochildrenstheater.org.